Now we come down to chapter 20, verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. There came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. You see now this man, that he has a normal reaction. He's afraid. And he goes to God, though in prayer. And that's not a normal reaction. That is something that only a man of God would do. And he went to seek the Lord and he proclaimed a fast. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, now listen to him, this is verse 6 of chapter 20, and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Now, this man's doing something that his father Asa did not do. Asa did not rest upon the experiences of the past. That should have given him faith. This man, knowing what God has promised in the past and what God has done in the past, why, he now rests upon the promises of God. And he goes on to go over this entire situation, and he concludes this prayer at verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. What a scene, and what a king, casting himself entirely in a helpless situation upon God. What a wonderful thing it is.